you never know. D and the Sunny Saps here in the studio. It's the Monday afternoon show. We are back till 6 p.m. Then we have All Together Now and then Coyote Ghost Radio Show from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Kurt and Laura and Ghosty Girl are coming on. I think you actually know Ghosty Girl.
Do I?
You do, actually, because I asked Kurt last night. Well, we'll talk. Someone named Abby who plays open mic somewhere.
Oh, I know
Abby.
Yeah,
there's something. Am I allowed
Abby.
To say that name? It's anonymous.
Ghosty Girl.
Ghosty Girl.
Wow.
It's coming at 7 to 9:30 p.m.
Tonight? Wow, I'll have to tune in for her.
You do. And it's a small world, a wonderful world. And D and the Sunny Saps, thank you for joining us once again. And I am so much looking forward to hearing some music from you here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing for y'all.
On the Monday afternoon show. So tell us a little bit about what you're working on and what you want to play for us.
Well, you know, my music is really pretty much just me emoting. And I'm working on spreading my interpretation, I guess, of intimacy and relationships and the world and all that. I don't know, I write a lot of poetry and I incorporate my musical training in expressing what I have to say. And I'm currently working on an EP titled Whispers. Keep saying it's going to be out soon. Hasn't happened yet, but we're getting there.
Soon is relative.
Yes. Soon for me.
There's time.
This first tune's called Morning Dew. I wanna see you in the morning before the earth is risen. Bop, 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 it's 4 a.m. and I'm thinking of you. In the morning, dude, I my bird song for you. Da 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 dum. I'm calling on you. On you. I like to see you in town. Always smiling. Hello, Diana.
That's a good one. What was that called again?
Morning Dew.
Morning Dew. Yeah. Sunny D and the Saps.
My
That's
favorite time of day.
Oh, wow. Heavy dew this morning, too. Are you out there?
Yeah, I was.
Some wet stuff.
Delightful.
It's one of those mornings where you say, did it rain last night? You're not sure. I want to hear more.
Yeah. Well, this next one is my newest song, actually. It's not even finished, but I can't get it out of my mind, so I'm playing it now. It's called Less Traveled Rider.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you notice. I'm not the way I once was. I can't remember that girl either. My head now is traveled rider. I am drifting on your skin. From my eyes, my finger, the tip of my tongue, I am indulging. There is warmth in feeling your skin touch the air. I imagine you feel such a way when I'm with you there. And I caught a glimpse of your chest.
Fantastic. What was that one again?
Less Traveled Writer.
And you literally like kind of just finished writing it?
I wrote it like maybe a week ago, and I just added a bit. Like, that's the first time anyone's heard that completed in such a way.
I would classify that as just having finished it
or yeah.
written
yeah.
it. Yeah, yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
This is so good to have that. This is live local music coming out of Chatham, New York. Dee and the Sunny Saps. Dee's been known apparently to hang out in public spaces meditating on the eclipse. Is that true?
That's so true.
With your guitar?
Yes.
Does well, that happen?
Well, I don't maybe meditate only ever with 7 years. Guitar, but... Yeah, I guess so. Every 7 years, I will meditate with my guitar on the eclipse.
Yeah. Right? So you're up in Chatham just chilling, making music and stuff?
Well, yeah, I live there and I work. I do, you know, busy work just to get by. But yeah, I'm just creating art, hanging out, being a part of the community.
Can we give a big shout out to Tierra Farms?
Sure, I guess, because I work there.
What's up, Tierra Farms? Yeah. Like, great granola. Love the cashews.
The cashews are
do they have the curry cashews, right? Do they have curry?
There are curry cashews.
Those are pretty damn good.
I will say that's true.
And I do have to say that your music is pretty damn good, too, like curry cashews are. And Phil Grant, he's got such a great, wonderful, like, aged ear for music. And when he heard your first song, he's like, do I sense some classical training
yes,
in there?
All kinds, yeah. I went to school for my voice.
Okay.
So I got lots of detailed and stressful training
mm-hmm.
as to how to project and to make proper noise come out of my body, I guess, you know. But I had the focus of music therapy, which really helped me learn how to express all the things I have inside to share and create the songs, I guess.
So it's not stressful for you to create and share?
No, it's the least stressful thing I do.
Great. Yeah. Can we hear another one?
Yeah, this is called Raisin. This is one of the first songs I ever wrote.
Race. Okay.
Raisin.
Oh, sorry. Raisin.
It's all good. I wanna see you as a bright light always, like the sunlight's just touching your skin. But it's only like the color of a raisin skin. Yeah, the color of a
good stuff right there. A raisin you will always be.
Yeah.
Good stuff. It is therapeutic. I got to tell you, what is it about music? Part of why I do this show every Monday, just totally volunteering here on community radio, is I get to play all these songs and have, when I'm lucky enough to have somebody come in.
Yeah.
And the trucks and trains go by. It's also different
also
kind
lovely.
Of sound.
Yeah.
Good old Candy CSX. Musical. Tooting the horn. It's just wonderful to be in touch with music and connect there. There's
music's intuitive in us. It's a part of us. We are the reason music exists. So therefore, we are music, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why we connect to it on a level that we don't even understand. I mean, the things that are happening in your brain when you are participating in music, either passively or actively, everything is activated, especially if you're actively participating in music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's activating your being, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a connection there. I was reading, you ever heard of the Fortean Times?
No.
It's a really crazy magazine out of England that like just documents and like weird news, like anything from aliens to Sasquatches to strange phenomena, but it does it in a very objective scientific way and like puts together all these reports and tries to make sense of them in a very
absolutely
objective way that anybody could read it and be like, whoa, that's a weird story. I wonder what happened. Anyways, they did a recent, there was an article I was reading on ancient sites like prehistoric sites like Newgrange and like Stonehenge.
Yeah.
And there's these caves in France, these ancient Neolith or whatever, Stone Age caves. Newgrange is a site, a holy site, a druidic, ancient holy druidic site in Ireland that worships the sun of the winter solstice. There's a chamber, blah, 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 the whole thing.
Beautiful.
Anyways, what they did is this, they did an echo See, this relates, believe it or not. Yeah. They did an echo test with some weird technology to do the resonance of the chamber, of how the sound resonates, at what frequency, like, sound resonates. I don't really understand that. You probably do better than I do.
A little bit, yeah.
But they found in several of these sacred caves that the level at which it achieved something called resonance or whatever was at the letter A, the tone A, which is also which orchestras
That's
used
such a difficult,
to. So it was like a very precise A.
Well, I mean, each note has a specific frequency, and that's why it's that note.
Okay, and they're ancient. Like frequency, sound, going back like to like these primal things. Like you said, we don't even understand where that comes from.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just went off on a major tangent for you there.
Beautiful.
But
I'm
like,
really glad you did.
If you just look up ancient druidic French caves, the note A and human resonance, and anyway.
I'll have to do that.
It's just your music partly made me think of that. You know, we have time. There's all the time in the world, and I just would love to hear more music.
I've got plenty more. So
you have a song about whiskey too, which you don't have to play that one, but I really love that one.
I'm planning on playing it just right now. This one's about a different topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. It's a nice break from the normal September 11th. I was going to play some excerpts of the documentary Zeitgeist, which is a little bit much for a lot of people. So I think it'll be nice to hear some tunage on this beautiful Monday.
So happy to provide.
Afternoon. So, yeah. What do you got for us?
This is called The Moon.
Okay.
You are the shine in the stars when I sit staring at the moon. You are the movement I am moving. You're my next new groove. You are the shine in the stars when I sit staring at the moon.
Awesome.
Thank you. So much,
Dee and the Sunny Saps. You can find her on SoundCloud. Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation, Facebook,
Facebook, Instagram.
I'm not too hard to find.
And Porch Fest in Rhinebeck, New York, September 24th.
It's a Sunday.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm pumped. Yeah, I've got an hour set, and I'm going to have some merchandise with me, and it'll be a lovely time.
And where will you be playing specifically down there? Do you know?
Oh, you know, I got the address somewhere.
Well, we can we can pull that up.
Yeah, we can. I can make sure that it's on my Facebook page.
There you go.
And then you can find it
go
there.
Go to D and the Sunny Saps Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's really a very tiny area of Rhinebeck that gets blocked off.
Yeah.
But there's like 60 porches that are participating or something ridiculous like that.
It's a very large amount of musicians.
Did you go last year?
No, I did not go last
year. Neither did I, and I live next door.
Well, that's
terrible.
Just, yeah.
I forget what we were doing, but like ended up going somewhere else. It was like a family obligation or something. And it was like, ugh, missed Porch Fest. How dare you?
If it's right next door, I mean. But it's like how I miss the Chatham Farmer's Market like every week.
So yeah. Did you go to the Chatham Fair?
For about 2 hours.
AKA Columbia County Fair?
Yeah, I'm not all that big on
you're not a fair goer?
Events. No,
did
not really.
Did you get fried dough?
No, I got fries and covered them with an immense amount of cheese. And then I got a chocolate milkshake and then I left.
Cheese?
Yeah, quote unquote.
Were there any Confederate flags that you noticed?
I did not notice, but I really tried to not put myself in the situation.
Supposedly, they banned Confederate flags from the Columbia County Fair for the first time ever.
Wow.
It was a big deal. A lot of back push, but
I'm sure there was with some of the folks in the county.
Well, great. The Chatham Fair.
Yeah.
Got another tune?
I've got all kinds of tunes.
You're full of tunes. This is good. I like tunes because that's what we do on the Monday afternoon shows. Have tunes, play tunes. Have people come in and play tunes. Like, that's what it's all about. Like, go up the stairs, make a right, another right, you're in the studio, and you can play your tunes.
You just gotta come and make it happen, right?
Just gotta do it.
Yeah, like, you can get it if you really want it, right? Isn't that Jimmy Cliff?
Yeah. But you must try.
try.
I mean, but then you succeed at last. So,
yes, exactly.
You know, here we are in the studio succeeding. Success is to those who bear it and bore it.
Saw the date today. I had almost forgotten. I saw the date today that meant so much before. I saw the date today. I guess I gotta keep on walking, although my heart is on the floor. Saw the date today, yeah, you know I saw it. I saw the date today that meant so much before. I saw the date today, but now it's just for grief and talking and for my tears to fall.
Yes.
Yes.
There
That's
you
one.
Go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Which one was that called?
It's just called The Date, because I don't want to call it the date that it is, so that the people, like, because, you know.
The Date?
It's The Date.
That's one.
I mean, it's pretty relative to any date you don't want to remember, right?
Hmm.
But you feel it everywhere anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And where did you go to school?
I went to school at Radford University in Virginia.
Okay.
I studied music therapy there.
Virginia.
I love Virginia.
Interesting. So I met you at the Chatham Library on the day of the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And you just wrote a song about looking at the moon.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
But I mean, you know, actually, I think I wrote that song in April or May.
It has nothing to do with looking at the sun.
No.
But can I just read you this weird news story about looking at the sun?
I would love for it. Give it to me, yeah.
So I love reading some weird news stories or just funny news stories. And, yeah, it was the day of the eclipse. We were doing a special broadcast with Tom Rowe and Phil Grant. Dee rolled in with the guitar, played some tunes. And she just sung a song about looking at the moon. And here's a news story about called The Dangers of Looking at the Sun.
Mm.
And this was in Florida. Florida police arrested a suspected car thief when he stopped to look at August's solar eclipse. The man stopped into a hardware store to buy a welding mask to look at the rare astronomical phenomenon. The mask, which had blue flame decals on the side, blocks out nearly all light so that a person can look at the sun in relative safety. Police arrested him while standing next to the stolen car and looking at the eclipse through the mask. He never saw it coming, the sheriff's office said. What a funny little story. But
wow.
Another, all things happened during the eclipse.
Isn't
and
that something right there?
Just had to share that.
I'm so glad
I
you
just,
did.
Sorry. I mean, I had to, especially the blue flame decals part on the welding mask. Like, priceless. Anyway.
I've got more if you want.
You got
more.
Some whiskey for us?
Oh, I can play that.
You don't have to play whiskey. You can play more. Play something preferable.
I'll play
to
whiskey
you.
For you right now. Is that what you want to hear right now?
Okay. I kind of do.
Okay, I got that. It's called Sweet Whiskey.
Sweet Whiskey. D and the Sunny Saps.
You tasted so sweet, like the whiskey you drink, and I was out of my mind. Well, you made it all up. It in a cup, and I drank it with ease over time. Oh, sweet, sweet whiskey, I'm craving you again. I'm gonna drink this one down, 'cause you ain't around, and a craving's just a craving. I said a craving's just a craving. Craving you again.
There it is.
Yeah, that's sweet whiskey.
Sweet whiskey. Packed with meaning right there. Yes. Wow. Whew, packs a punch like a shot of whiskey.
Is a very big part of my life, which is silly. Yeah, well, I mean, I wrote it, and I was like, wow, to my sister, I was like, wow, you know, I wrote this song, and it's pretty great, and I have no idea what it's about, which happens a lot. Like, I'll just be fiddling on my guitar, and the words will come out like vomit, and then I'll have to figure it out months. I figured out months later what it's about, and now that I know who and what that's about, I'm like, wow. That's interesting.
That's a cool, like, reverse process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very backwards. I don't know any other songwriter who does it like that, really.
But it works. What a great song.
Thank you. Like, it's what I plan to have as the single when the EP releases.
There you go. Know? The EP, which is on its way, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, getting there. It's going to be called
Whispers.
There is
a timeline. There is a timeline. And it's just time is it's
just
on a line.
Dee's personal timeline. So
there you
go.
Just
got to get with it.
Get with it.
Yeah.
So look forward to that when it comes out.
Yeah, I will be very happy when that is released.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of other people will be too, because it's great to share. Dee and the Sunny Saps, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, Facebook, Instagram, and Porch Fest, September 24th in Rhinebeck.
Yes.
Great. So great having you stroll up in the studio. I appreciate it.
I'm so happy to be here right now. This is a lovely afternoon.
It's such a great day.
It is.
And people are down on Mondays, but sometimes you get Mondays that actually, it's fine.
I don't know. Today's been such a great day. So, since the moment I woke up.
Good.
Yeah.
You worked with kids a little bit today, too? Is that right?
Yeah, I work with kids all the time.
All day?
Nah, I mean, I only did like 4 hours
today. 4 hours? Half a day today? Working
mm-hmm.
with little kids?
With school happening, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, they might actually be listening right now.
Ooh.
I told them about it.
What's up, kids? Kiddos listening in.
All the children.
Don't forget to get outside and play, too.
Well, that's what they do all day, so.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Advocate for that. What you got up your sleeve?
Well, this next one's called When the Night Calls to Me.
Okay.
What's in your kisses that I still know your taste? What's in your eyes that I'm still thinking so fondly of your face when the night calls to me? I like to be alone most nights. To be alone, but I find myself hoping you'll be there, just sitting waiting for me to come home. And I never thought it'd be you again in my head, my head, my head, not my head, but ever. Since that night on the field, you got me running red for you. You were holding my hand as we fell since as we fell asleep. And I'm here alone. You left me, oh, you left me to weep. When the night calls to me,
thank you. Yeah. Wow, what a treat.
I'm glad
really
you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, man, I hope everyone else is, too. I'm sure you are on this beautiful Monday, folks. This is Dee and the Sunny Saps once again. Thank you. Good
thank you
local
for having me, my goodness.
Music. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're always welcome.
Yeah.
And Club Helsinki. You've been there before, I heard?
Oh, I play there often, actually. Okay. I'm playing there tomorrow night at open mic.
You're going to open mic tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's from 7 to 11.
I miss open mic. Since we moved away, it's been harder to get there. We used to live right on State Street, so
you could just walk there.
Within stumbling distance.
Rhinebeck's pretty far away.
Yeah, it is. It's a little far away. But every Tuesday night, open mic night here on Columbus Street, Club Helsinki in Hudson hosts a wonderful, wonderful group of people who decide to show up that night.
Yeah.
And you will be there.
I will be there tomorrow night.
And you said it's from
and the next
seven
night, or next week.
And next
it's
Tuesday
seven,
as well?
It's 7 to 11, yeah.
7 to 11.
Yeah.
And you're also going to be playing in Woodstock coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, it's going to be a Thursday in September, October.
Yep.
We haven't picked a date yet, but it's happening, so keep your ears
okay.
and eyes open.
So that would be, you'd be playing at the Station Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
In Woodstock. Never been there.
Neither have I, honestly.
Neither have you.
But it might be happening, so.
But
I mean,
they're having you play there, so
yeah.
It's probably a decent, cool place.
I would think so. I don't
gotta be.
We'll find out.
Cool enough. And Porch Fest is the 24th.
Yes. That's my most... It's the next thing. So if you're looking for me, you'll find me there. It's free. You don't have to pay for Porch Fest.
You just show up.
Yeah, and listen.
All right. Well, let's do another one if you don't mind.
I don't mind. This is a very recent one as well. So...
Okay.
I've been very busy writing.
Great.
Come home with me. consume you. Just wanna see you alone one of these days. Please come home with me. Come home with me.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dee, with the sweet, quiet, soothing sounds of deals being made on the 7th Street Park in the background.
Oh, yeah, baby. I heard that happen.
Something down on the sidewalk there, but it seemed very relaxed.
Oh, yeah.
Relaxed. It's a relaxing day. Cool. What song was that?
That is called Consume You. As of right now, that's what that's called.
Okay. Well, thank you so, so much.
You're so welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have been here and made music and chatted with you for a while.
It's
been lovely. Yeah. Thanks,
really,
everyone
really
who's listening.
Thank you for listening. It is the Monday Afternoon Show. Dee and the Sunny Saps, once again, I think we're going to move on to some 9/11 material.
Yeah.
You had mentioned you were in second grade when the events of September 11th, 2001.
I was in second
just
grade.
A wee baby.
Yes.
Which means that since you were just a wee little girl,
mm-hmm.
you have known nothing but your country being at some weird, bizarre war for like most of your life.
Yeah, that's all I know.
That's all you've known is
yes.
is the grand U.S. of A. being at war with an unseen enemy, an unseen, you know, timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I can't imagine what that's like.
I don't know what else it's like.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what else it could be like. It's all I know.
Yeah.
I don't even remember it happening, so.
Yeah, which is probably better off that way. You weren't exposed to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty typical for you to block out traumatic things.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in childhood, right?
So you probably were exposed to it, but you probably blocked it out.
I mean, well, they tell me that.
Because it was everywhere, video screens
and
stories.
Yeah, I mean, they tell me I went home from school early and that my stepmother was very upset. And I don't know, that's all I really, I don't know anything. Yeah, or remember anything. I don't even remember a feeling of the day, which is strange because usually I have feelings about the things I don't actually remember the context of. And then someone will remind me of the context, and I'm like, oh, that's what that is. That's what that memory is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably a good sign that the trauma of adult realities around you didn't consume your childhood reality at that moment. 'Cause
go mom and dad. I don't know.
There you go. Protect childhood.
Yeah. I mean, we all had to be independent in our own ways, but that's not the way I was independent, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again.
You're so welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so
much. And hope to see you again soon.
Yeah, you know how to find me now.
Yes, I do.
Everyone knows how to find me now.
Everyone, we repeated
it. Dee and the Sunny Saps.
There you go. Dee and the Sunny Saps. Live and in color. Live and direct from Chatham, New York, here on the Monday Afternoon Show. Live, local, 100% written by you.
Yes, all me.
Like
all
you,
me.
You didn't really steal from Wikipedia there, it sounds like to me. or whatever, however people do it.
You know,
I don't even remember writing
anything. Like I said, it comes like vomit.
It just comes like vomit. You don't know why. You don't know how. There's nothing you can do about it. It just comes out, and then it feels really good afterwards.
Maybe other people would cry in that circumstance. I don't know.
We were talking about crying and vomiting.
We had this conversation. We did, yes.
We did.
We had this.
That was with you.
It was with me.
Oh, man. It's like crying. But there was a noted difference, I think, you made between crying and vomiting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. What is it?
What was it? I don't know.
Ah, I can't think of it now.
But there's a lot of similarities. You don't know where it comes from. You can't help it.
But the thing is...
Taste in your mouth?
well, vomiting, you know, it's a physical thing. Crying is an emotive... spiritual thing, and that I think is what the difference is. Mm-hmm. Like crying is a very different type of release than vomiting.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is very
unless
true.
It's like you cry when you're scared and you puke when you're scared.
Right. The medical emotional report from D and the Sunny Steps here on the Monday afternoon show.
Dr. D.
There you go. Dr. D. I love it.